You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. 216-578-0850, that's the way to get on board here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, time very quickly for the Jort Report. And this week, Jort Report number one news item comes to us from Brent Stelick, the chief revenue officer of the Cleveland Browns, who informed me via a photograph of a picture of newly acquired Cleveland Browns wide receiver Terrell Pryor wearing jorts.
See? He's a Buckeye. We favor jorts.
Buckeyes are pro jorts and pro Oprah. Remember that if you want to send your kids to Ohio State, folks. Axe Grinder Mark says, sends a picture from the University of Kentucky where the people, you know, people get together and hold up signs in the crowd, and they have a sign that's "We Heart Jorts."
There you go.
From the Kentucky Wildcats, yes, of course.
I'm also, too, in a quandary of my vacation next week, going to Mexico with the family, do I pack jorts?
It's going to be, I think, a little bit warm in Mexico for jorts.
Okay. You want to go.
Linen
shorts? Linen shorts, board shorts, gym shorts. No jorts. Okay.
I don't think you want to go jorts.
Don't you just, you're going to Mexico. Aren't you just in a swimsuit the entire time?
I guess I could, but I mean, I'm not going to wear a swimsuit to dinner. That's where I might favor my jorts.
Well, don't you have to, are you going to like an all-inclusive?
Yes.
Yeah, you got to wear pants.
Well, thank you for that.
Why does he have to wear pants?
At most all-inclusive resorts, if you're going to dinner at one of the restaurants, you have to wear pants. You can wear sandals and a polo, but you have to wear pants.
All right.
What?
I'm serious. All day long? No, to the dinner. Are you paying attention? I know you're going on vacation starting tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. You're in Mexico. You should be able to wear whatever you want to
Not the case.
You're on a resort, right? I mean, in some cases, that's why they're in.
It sounds all-inclusive. Sounds like.
All-inclusive
is like. Food's great. All-inclusive food's great, but I'm not the guy that I stack my plate one time really good and it's with everything that I want and then I don't go back. Okay. So I'm not that multiple trip guy on an all inclusive that eats like a pig.
Correct.
But I will be the guy that does drink an excessive amount of alcohol on an all inclusive.
Yeah, but I mean it's not the all you can eat food part of it, but if you're going to a restaurant, a lot of times most of the resorts in Mexico, if you're all-inclusive, have like five or six restaurants. It's like when you're on a cruise.
Yeah, we're doing Iberostar, so there's like five different properties that are all in one. You share 13 restaurants.
Yep. So I've been to Iberostar. I've stayed there a couple times. You have to wear pants if you're going to the restaurants.
Even linen pants, though, with a golf shirt
exactly.
And sandals. Okay.
Definitely you need to have linen pants then.
Yeah. Well, I have linen pants. I lived in San Diego.
Do you go with white linen pants?
I do. Multiple
strong.
Pairs.
Yeah,
multiple
strong.
Pairs.
I can't
you have to be careful with what you wear
below.
Under it. Yeah.
Correct. I know. I've made that mistake before, and my wife has made me aware.
You've got to go with it.
And then I just untuck the shirt or, you know, make sure the shirt, you know, hangs below.
Right.
Wow.
I'm saying, I'm not saying I don't ever go command. I'm saying, like, I wear, like, a colored pair of underpants.
Sure.
You know? And you look like if they're
good
sure
news.
Enough,
good news, you're in Mexico.
Yeah, this is true. No one, probably most people will never see. I'll never see again.
Exactly.
That's kind of how I feel about drinking an excessive amount of alcohol. Other than having to be a responsible father and husband,
are the kids going with you?
Yes.
Oof.
Yeah. No, this is going to be great. I'm excited for it.
Okay.
I don't mind. I'll drink for free from 9 o'clock till midnight and do the same thing after they go to bed again the next day.
Which is perfect.
Yes.
Are you guys staying on the resort, or are you going?
We are.
It's a lot better that way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to explore.
Nah, I don't think you need to do a whole lot of exploration.
I might, if there's time, see if I can rent clubs. I don't want to take my clubs in hopes to get out. I might want to go try to play golf.
Yeah.
I'm going through that same thing. We're going to Myrtle Beach here in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And We leave like on a Friday. We come back on a Tuesday. It's one of those long weekends. And so we're only there for 3 full days. Monica's like, you should take your clubs. And I'm like, like 3 full days, that's it. You know, do I want to spend half a day is it worth it just taking the clubs, you know, paying to take the clubs on the flight?
Right. Exactly.
All that? I don't want to deal
them.
With that.
I don't mind paying for them. It's like lugging them in and having them awkwardly be in the back of like some caravan, make it to the resort, and then you end up not playing and you have to lug them all the way home.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree.
That's I'm like, if I can rent some clubs down in Myrtle, that's great. I'm going to do that. But outside of that, I don't know about that.
Otherwise, no thank you.
Yeah. By the way, BuzzFeed.com, I have 21 athletes rocking sweet jorts. And they've got Andre Agassi playing golf or playing professional tennis in jorts. I've got Shaq, Miguel Cabrera, obviously some wrestlers, some Stone Cold. And you got a little Trevor Hoffman back in the day, Brett Favre, Cena, Michael Jordan in jorts.
Yep. Michael, my man.
Michael Jordan.
Yep. Little Bret Hart.
Yes, the hitman.
Patrick Patterson from Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
George Moerson. Let's see, who else back in the day? David Beckham, kind of a disturbing jort picture. I'm scrolling by very quickly. Chad Johnson, Sean Bradley, and, of course, the greatest jortiest athlete of all, Kenny Powers.
Yes, Kenny Powers, KFP, one of the great jort wearers of our generation.
And if you're on Twitter, you can always just hashtag jorts.
And they're everywhere.
Very, very quality things.
They're everywhere.
That I found this week.
Yes. Kevin Smith would probably be the number one filmmaker in the jort community, as Stephen Dayton points out to us on Twitter here today on today's Jort Report. So there's something else I wanted to bring to everybody's attention that I came across yesterday.
Go ahead.
Actually, earlier this week. My good friend Mark Monaco, his hair's gotten a little bit long, and on Instagram, his wife Ashley put a picture of him up there, and he had his hair in a man bun.
Okay.
What?
Dan Reynolds, lead singer of Imagine Dragons, had a little bitty man bun for the concert.
So where does that – so as everything on the jort board is, it is compared to jorts. Would you rather have a man bun or wear jorts?
I would rather wear jorts than have a man bun. I'd actually rather wear a jersey with no shirt than have a man bun.
I think I'm in complete agreement.
Okay, yours would be flipped. Your one and two would be flipped. It would go jersey, no shirt, jorts,
first,
man bun.
Jersey, no shirt is
right.
Totally
clearly,
fine.
You're number one. Well, my number one is jorts. Jersey, no shirt. Jersey, no shirt is significantly down the rung, but beyond it is man bun. I've made this. My son is, of course, an athlete as a seven year old, and he plays with some kids. He was here at the Browns camp, and there's just some long-haired kids that I just see, like, even when you look at a guy like Clay Matthews, good friend of mine, played with him in Green Bay, that, like, you know, shampoo commercial, like, throwing your hair back and, like, whisking it around, to me, if I were ever a coach or when I'm ever a coach, it will be mandated.
Oh, yeah, you're not into long hair.
No. Long hair, no. Go. All right, Sunshine, go play somewhere else because that ain't happening here, or get a haircut.
You're all about high and tight.
I'm all about, not necessarily high and tight.
Tight.
Just, like, if your hair ever gets in your way when I'm talking to you or ever distracts you from making a play or when you're out on the field, it's gone. And no man bun underneath the hat if it's baseball.
No man bun. I agree with that. No man bun.
I mean, I'm no dreads, no long hair for the boys. No, I'm not. No.
Gibbs, what do you think about the man bun?
I don't get it. Cut your hair.
Would you ever have Greg the Anvil Neidhart, you know, if you ever grew out your goatee, would you ever do the rubber band, you know, and
spike the Anvil Neidhart?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. That would be solid. My goatee never got long enough for that.
I could do that.
Me neither, definitely.
I could make that work. The long hair I've never understood. And frankly, if I were a coach, I would encourage tackling the person via their hair.
Absolutely.
The Polamalu.
Yep.
Remember when they
go ahead and let him pick off the ball. Rip out as much hair as you can when you're taking him down.
Don't you remember when they pulled out Edrin James's?
Yep.
He had his dreads ripped out.
Yeah. You want to have hair like that, you quickly find out that it was a poor choice.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Very quickly.
All right. So, hey, by the way, I got to give you a Hooligans golf recap from yesterday.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What happened?
You two have a standing invite to come out any Wednesday and join us.
I need to play one of these Wednesdays.
I would love it.
You know what? How about as we look at the calendar here on our wall, thank you very much, Whitney.
Yes.
Yeah, look at that. That's the first time anybody's written on that calendar.
I know. The 15th may be a good Wednesday for me because I have that entire week off of July. and where I can make that work.
I'm here.
And obviously, I live 15 minutes away, so it's easy.
That's my first day back after Myrtle Beach. So
okay, there you go.
I like
You'll be ready, fresh off your non-golfing trip.
Oh, boy. Golf was a little rough yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought you were primed and ready.
I thought I was, too.
What happened?
I needed more alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. Finished at plus two.
Were you in the money in the top three?
No.
Ooh.
No. Now, I do have to say this.
Were you
eighth? All seven teams. No, we were not last.
Okay.
The commissioner was last.
Ah.
Yeah. But, you know, props to a couple of my good friends, Chaz and Baroni and Pollock and Colin. They won shooting even par.
Nice.
On nine holes. We had closest to the pin. We had swag bags last night. Everybody had to bring some swag.
Yeah.
And I mean, we had a lot of quality things. One of our buddies works at an adult retirement home, and we got urinals. You know, those
nice.
Little
Did you
urinals.
Bring like an ESPN Cleveland koozie?
We had some trucker caps that went out last
okay.
night.
Okay.
Yeah, the trucker caps. But
wish I had an ESPN Cleveland trucker hat.
It'd be real sweet.
It'd be sweet. I'm just a teammate, but it's all good. It's okay.
Hey, man, I bring you guys stuff whenever they give it to me.
Thanks.
I can only do what I can do. But it was a quality night. Even par won it, and plus three was the high point.
Really?
Yeah.
So you finished, what, fifth?
Yeah, we finished toward the back end, unfortunately.
Wow. Two shots.
Two
you guys
shots.
Only play nine every Wednesday?
Yeah, only play nine. Well, we don't get out till like 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Well, it stays dark till 9:15.
Some of the guys go out get nine holes in early on. But,
gotcha.
The swag bags were outstanding. Our good friends at Funk Sack hooked us
I know
up
Funk
with
Sack.
Some things. Yep.
I know those guys.
Our boy Garrett.
Garrett Fortune.
Yes.
My guy. Does Garrett play with you guys?
Yeah.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I definitely need to come out now.
Yeah, he was there last night. He shot... I think he was a plus one. He was
he
in
can't.
On the
He's not that
on
good. Last time I played with him, he's not that good.
Oh.
We played out at Dorlon.
Glorified
Columbia
goat
State.
Farm.
Yeah, it is. It's long.
Yeah.
Not fun.
But a good time was had by all.
Nice.
We had swag bags. It was great. We did some shots. We drank some adult beverages.
Cool. Nice.
T-shirts. There are a couple of Manziel hooded sweatshirts that made their appearance in the swag bags. Some good stuff in there last night.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's like going to an awards. It's like going to the ESPYs.
I'm telling you. And we were talking about it last night because the guys heard it yesterday. They're like, hey, they got a standing invite. We just need to know what week they're coming.
All right. Well, tentatively pencil me in for the 8th.
There we go. 15th, you mean?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, the 15th.
All right. Libations for everyone.
Sure.
And some horrible golf.
Some terrible.
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 Did you guys play the front or the back?
Legacy front.
Okay. I like the legacy back. I like the legacy back better.
It's a little longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I haven't played there. I'd like to tee it up there. It's
hey.
Nice. It's a great public
We got to
get
you out there.
It's a good public
Yes.
course.
Let's do it. All right, when we come back, we're going to go around the league. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Gibbs, I want to hear a victory next time we talk about your golf performance.
Oh, God, it couldn't. It was bad. It was struggling to get birdies last night.
All right.
Yeah, not so great.
All right. Let's go.